And for those of you who hibernated over the weekend and all of last week, we had this little weather event over the weekend, otherwise known as a blizzard, which was preceded by or kind of followed by or on the edge of it here in the southeast corner of North Dakota, west central Minnesota, northeast South Dakota, an ice storm that was no laughing matter for a lot of folks who found the ditch or went without power, and some are still without power. Joining us now from Cass County Electric, Communications Director Trudy Warner. Hello, Trudy.
Hello.
Did you get to spend any time with the family Sunday and Monday?
Well, I did, yeah. This didn't really start until later Sunday evening, and it wasn't like we weren't warned. We knew it was coming.
It was a very well-publicized, well-advertised event, yet, you know, we can tell everybody, slow down, avoid the ditch, you know, avoid travel on. But when the power goes out, there's a lot of people not prepared. So who's out, and where is it the worst yet?
Well, right now, we have 57 members still without power that have been without power most of this whole time. These people are in an area east of Lake Ashtabula and northwest of Arisca, and there's a line up there. We have a line down, and there's 26 poles on that line that are broken off. And when the ice builds up like that and then the wind hits, it just snaps some of those poles and lines. So there's a bad stretch along there.
All right, and that's kind of along what highway up there? Do you know off the top of your head, or...?
You know, I'm not sure. Okay. It's probably west of Highway 32 because it's south of Pillsbury, northwest of Arisca, and then on the east side of Lake Ashtabula.
All right.
And that's, we have multiple poles and lines down in other places out there around the Valley City area. Those people, a lot of those, we have gotten the power back on by rerouting power from another direction. But that one stretch right there is a bad stretch. So we have a lot of crews up there working right now. We actually have crews out of Valley City, Fargo, Lisbon, and Arthur that were all sent to that area to try to get this last group of people back on.
And it's the ice, but also snow that was a bugger. So you got to get those crews and those trucks and those augers and everything across the ditch or through some snow-plugged approach out into the field. And this, I guess, requires a lot of patience for everybody, including the crews. Huh?
Yeah, our crews have done a great job. They are working in some less than ideal conditions out there for the last few days.
Yeah. Now, were they working all night, or did they pull the plug after dark?
Sunday night they were out. They worked all night. And then we called crews in to sleep, sent other crews out. And then most of those guys that had come in early in the morning were back out by 10 or 11 to work some more to get people back on. So it's a very dedicated group of people.
Wow, I guess, yeah, working outdoors. Thankfully, and I know some of these winter blizzards have given us, you know, feet of snow, feet of drifts, and then 20 below. So thankfully, it's not that cold here today.
Huh? Yeah, today with the sunshine out there, it's much nicer working conditions.
Yeah, certainly more tolerable. I know, but again, the power outages started happening late Sunday night. And at what point, how many did you have grand total out, the greatest number?
Just over 1,300.
Wow.
And some of those, we'd get some back on and more would go out. And our power supplier out of Grand Forks, Minn Kota Power, had trouble at a couple of their substations. So, yeah, different people were going out of power throughout that time period, but our crews continued working the whole time to get them back on, rerouting power from other directions where there's snapped poles. And so they'll still have restoration work even after everybody gets back on. They'll still have to go out and replace poles.
And at what point do you think that the all 57 final folks will have power on?
Yeah, we're not sure. It's hard to say. We have all those crews out there working right now on this last group, but it's it's just hard for us to make an estimate. When there's that many poles down in a stretch like that, they'll have to put up some temporary ones and just try to get them on. But I can't really tell you when those last ones will be on. We will send out a press release when the last person is back on, but I don't know when that will be.
And I know the folks who are without power now will be celebrating, but you will probably crack a champagne bottle too, just when everybody's back to normal.
Some of our guys will probably just find a warm bed, but
yeah. Well, it's not easy. It's but it's what they do, what they love. The guys out there climbing poles and making sure that the electric comes back on soon as possible. Cass County Electric's Trudy Warner. Thanks for the update, and wish you happy holidays, Trudy.
You're welcome, and same to you.
All righty. Bye now. Thanks for the update.
Bye.
Bye-bye.